We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Donald Trump is warning America's neighbors, threatening to implement 25% across-the-board tariffs on Mexico and Canada on day one if both countries, he says, don't crack down on their borders with the U.S. Trump cites a new caravan coming from Mexico with a group of hundreds of migrants, mostly from South and Central America, leaving southern Mexico last week. This Ecuadorian migrant says, "We want to be on the other side before the new president of the United States takes office, as he seems quite harsh on immigrants." The president-elect blames Mexico and Canada, saying his tariffs will remain in effect until such times as drugs, in particular fentanyl, and all illegal aliens stop this invasion of our country. Mexico in particular is America's largest trading partner, with the U.S. buying near $500 billion of Mexican goods, like computers, cars, and electrical equipment. Tariffs could greatly impact U.S. industries, with some experts warning that Americans could face higher prices on gas, cars, and food, just as inflation has been receding. Mexican authorities have broken up past caravans, with many more disbanding on their own. Yeah. But Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Homan, is now warning those migrants they will soon face harsher policies like family separation.
We got to enforce immigration law, or we're never going to fix the border, and it leads to a big national security vulnerability to this nation.
Later today, Homan will meet with Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott as he prepares for his sweeping crackdown. If enacted, these tariffs could violate the terms of the trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, which Trump signed into law during his first term. Trump also accused China of sending drugs pouring into our country, threatening an additional 10% tariff on all Chinese products, too. Tariffs are a favorite tool of Trump's.
To me, the most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff. And it's my favorite word.
Trump's comments drawing responses from trade partners. The Chinese embassy saying economic and trade cooperation is essentially mutually beneficial. No one will win in a trade war or a tariff war. And Canada responding, saying they'll continue to discuss these issues with the incoming administration.
Trump used tariffs as a negotiating tactic during his first term, so he's reusing that playbook again. But if he actually follows through on his campaign vow for higher tariffs, some economists estimate that could cost the average U.S. household more than $2,600 a year.
Oh, well, let's talk about something that really matters. Have you ever spatchcocked a turkey? That's what's top of mind over here today. Gotta tell you, that's what I'm talking about.
I think that was on Mark Robinson's search list.
Who?
Mark Robinson.
Oh, from North Carolina? That Mark Robinson. Oh, God.
Don't let me derail you.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching multiple YouTube videos of, you can teach yourself just about anything on YouTube. Did you know that? Yeah, I think that's true. Including how to spatchcock. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Sounds like something we need to do to various Republicans. I know, it just sounds brutal is what it is. Okay, the trade thing, the tariffs thing. Here's what I'm thinking on this, and then you could tell me if you ever spatchcocked a turkey. I think what I will do, because I'm obsessed with it now, is I will try a chicken first because it's smaller. And you only get the one turkey, which, by the way, was $1.15 a pound. And I have to tell you, I saw turkeys, you know, they didn't have like a brand name on them. They were just like in a white wrapper, sort of like porn, you know, like that. It was 46 cents a pound, 46 cents a pound. Now, if you want to go crazy and you get the fresh, that was more expensive. I'll give you that. And it wasn't imported. It was basically from Minnesota is what it is. But, not Purdue. What's Butterball? Butterball has this year, if you really want to spend, you want to go crazy, Butterball has a cook from Frozen version of the turkey. I wouldn't go near it. I don't know anything about it. Like, why would it be okay? How does that work? Not interested. I'm a spatchcock person at this point. At this point, I've always been a briner. I will still brine. I got to tell you, that brining kit that I usually get, I had to buy that from a place I never, ever shop because I just don't. I just won't, and I just don't, but I did. Walmart. I had to go to Walmart. They didn't have it at my grocery store. They didn't bring it in this year. I don't know why. So, you know, you had to get it from Walmart, an $8 brining kit at Walmart, just so you know the direction that this is all going, was $15. $15 for a brining kit, which is salt. It's all with rosemary and thyme. You know, I should have made it myself. I should have. I really should have. I did it for the bag. I did it for the big, thick, you know, delicious bag that you put in. Anyway, all right, the trade thing. Here's my thought on these things. Here's what Donald Trump apparently is proposing. Who knows? He's like, you know, his version of tweeting, truth socialing out his trade policy. Okay. Dispense of any idea that this is going to be a meritocracy, okay? Because it isn't. It isn't. And that it's really a populist thing and that he's going to be all about the people, which is what we were about. And everybody's sitting there scratching their head and other various body parts going, how in the world did they pilfer from us the love of the working person, the love of the man, the love of the working man, the working woman, the working family? How did they pilfer that from us when we were the ones that lowered the prescription drug prices? We're the ones that were breaking up monopolies. We're the ones that were doing antitrust. You know, we have this person that everybody is like hating on. Her name's Leah over at, Commerce, trying to do antitrust stuff, trying to break up, you know, the tech monopolies and all that. And
Leo Leonard?
No, not wait, Leonard. Anyway, we digress. She, you know, like, how did they co-opt our message? How did they? Okay, we'll talk about it because I kind of understand it. But this trade thing. Okay, just so you know, it's a fact. It's a fact. And people don't. This is crazy. They really think that China is going to pay the import fee. No, you're going to pay the import fee. The company that imports the sneaker or the company that imports the shoe or the clothing or the pocketbook or the computer or the tequila. Oh, now you're effing around, okay? You effed around, you're going to find out, you people. You're going to pay extra for the tequila. You're going to pay. I am a Corona Premier person. That is my go-to. It's got 2.5 carbs. I'm happy with it. I get my nice little buzz because I'm untainted by any other drugs. Ooh, to go back to that first hit. Wouldn't you give anything to be me? Yeah, you would. But they're going. I mean, right now it's like it goes anywhere from $17 to $20 for a 12-pack, okay? And that's how I buy it. I buy 12 at a time. It's going to go to $20, $25 if there's tariffs on it. You understand? Tequila, I don't know. It depends on what you prefer, what you buy. But it's going to increase in prices too. Computers, cars, tech equipment, avocados. Like I said the other day, you're going to have a $10 avocado on your hands? Really, guacamole is going to become like manna from heaven? All right, it already is. It's pretty damn good. But there's three reasons why this might be happening. And whatever it is that's happening, I'm not really sure because he tweets his policy. Like puts it on Truth Social. What do we call that? Post. Let's just call it posts. He posts on social media his policies now. He doesn't deal with the media anymore. He doesn't do sit-downs. Nobody talks to him. He don't talk to nobody. He just decrees, this is what I'm doing on day one. It can't possibly work for us, ordinary people, so what is this for?